A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the last part. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Yes, we have looked last week at a lot of Hebrews 12 already. And verse 1, we looked at the cloud of witnesses, what it means. But I like to go back to the meaning of the last part here, running with endurance. Very often when we read about running the race, we imagine automatically a 100-meter or 200-meter sprint. And yet it seems here that the indication is regarding a long-distance race, an endurance race, you could call it. Now, as an example, I came across this marvelous story of a race that was run in 1983, which was 800 kilometers long. It is a regular race that is run, could be every year or every few years, from Sydney to Melbourne in Australia. It is 800 kilometers long. And on that particular day in 1983, 150 world-class long-distance or ultra-long-distance runners converged on Sydney for the event. And on that day, a toothless 61-year-old potato farmer and sheep herder named Cliff Young also approached the registration table. He was wearing overalls and work boots. At first, the people thought he was there to watch the race, but to their surprise, Cliff Young declared his intention to run and requested a number. He was given number 64. As he stood in the starting line, spectators said, "This must be a joke." When the gun went off, bystanders snickered at Cliff, who was left behind in his boots and overalls, as the other runners, with their sculpted bodies and running gear, briskly began the race. Snickers gave way to laughter when Cliff began to run, not like the others, but with what can only be described as a leisurely, odd shuffle. But all of Australia was riveted to the live telecast as they watched the scene unfold over the next few days. They started by saying, "Someone should stop that crazy old man before he kills himself." But they began to notice that he was leaving the others behind, and 5 days later, 15 hours and 4 minutes, Cliff Young came shuffling across the finish line, winning the ultramarathon. The nearest runner behind him was 9 hours and 56 minutes behind. And so it turned out that as a sheep farmer, he sometimes had to run to gather his sheep for days at a time. Now, this is an ultra marathon. The Lord Jesus has called us into his ultra marathon of life, running his race. Wena usu ku olom nintiswanunna uyakijima yini long distance. Okazuguti kutata iskati.